don't just exist, live live on AWR SID Media.
Let's synchronize our watches. My time says it's 10 minutes after 2. It's time for us now to get into our daily focus. We do have Pastor Vingai Moyo, who's going to be helping us with our daily focus. We're talking about social media still. The fear of missing out. Ever heard of that phrase? FOMO, fear of missing out? Seeing friends on exotic vacations or at a fun party while you're at home doing nothing, probably watching them doing something. Surely that can feel like you're missing out. And you can have that fear of missing out. Like you're doing nothing while people are doing something with their lives. But is FOMO, the fear of missing out, is FOMO a real reflection of what's missing? Or just an illusion magnified by social media? Because we know we sometimes get deluded by social media. You would swear it's happening all over, and yet no. It's just exacerbated and exorbitantly exaggerated by social media. So let's look at the ways social media influences this fear of missing out, and how we can keep perspective. Joining us now, like I said, is Pastor Vingai Moyo. Pastor, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much.
Talk to us about this fear of missing out. How does social media contribute to feelings of FOMO in our lives?
All right. To begin our discussion, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we are so grateful for the gift of life that you have extended to each one of us. As we begin our discussion, we pray for the listeners. May you be with us. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So to begin with, let me say social media leads to fear of missing out in many ways. And let me just make some 3 points to support the fact that the social media leads to fear of missing out. You know, there is the aspect of comparison. You know, on social media, the people, they show their lifestyle, the kind of life that they live. So social media can lead people to compare their lives to the lives of others, which can make them feel like they are doing worse than others. You know, others are feeling like they are inferior. Others are feeling like they are superior than others. So the other thing is bragging. You know, people can be bragging about their lives, which can make others feel like they are lacking. You know, they send what they have achieved in life. They may be sending pictures of what they are doing when they go on vacations. They can be uploading each and everything that is interesting in their lives. So when others are watching such, they may think as if they are behind, you know. And the other thing is the constant notifications. These notifications makes people feel like they need to pay attention to what is happening. You know, each time you go online, you find that there are a lot of notifications that are coming. And you really want to follow what is happening, what is trending on the media. You don't want to miss out. So fear of missing out actually can have psychological outcomes sometimes because it can increase to anxiety. There can be an aspect of jealousy, depression, and feeling isolated. You know, when you are exposing the kind of lifestyle that you live, remember, there are people who are not happy with the kind of life that you are living. And that can make you to put your life at risk. Because if you notice that there are people who don't like the kind of life that you are living, they'll be jealous.
So what can we do for this to manage FOMO? What can and should we do to manage this fear of missing out so that we can focus on our own experiences?
All right. There are many strategies that can help us manage the fear of missing out. So let me begin by mentioning one strategy that we can use to manage the fear of missing out. The first one is you need to limit social media. Sometimes you just have to take a break. You leave social media. And then the other one is you set goals. Write down what you want to achieve in your life and focus on one thing at a time. So then the other thing that you need to do to manage fear of missing out, you need to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness can help you accept your thoughts and feelings and reduce the impact of your fear of your life. And you need also to reflect on your achievements. Be proud of what you have achieved. And remember that the fear of missing out can be good sign, can be a good sign that you want to improve. You know, sometimes let's say you are watching what people have achieved in their lives, and you are pressed in your heart to say, how can I achieve that? How can I achieve that? As a result, you'll be depressed. So sometimes you need to actually limit the way you use your social media, and sometimes you can leave social media and begin to work on your achievements.
I'd like to know about you now, Bengai, not the pastor, but the person, Bengai Moyo. Have you ever made any decision based on something you saw on social media?
Right. Actually, if social media is used in a positive way.
No, not social media. I'm asking now about you, your personal experience as a person. Have you ever made a decision based on something you saw on social media?
Yes, I've made a lot of decisions based on what I've seen on social media.
Okay. And how did that go?
It has helped me a lot because, you know, I've been watching how other people are doing their ministry on social media.
Okay.
You know, they upload devotions, they pray for people, they conduct their services on social media. So I've made a lot of decisions. If that can be done by everyone, actually, a lot of people can follow the word of God because most of the people, they are always online.
So how does seeing others, the activities of others online, impact your overall satisfaction with your life?
Actually, sometimes, you know, I normally feel lonely. You know, you are depressed because of circumstances of life. But when you go on social media, you may find something that can relieve your stress. You know, like listening to songs and some sermons that people are uploading on social media. So that has helped me a lot in many ways. Because each time, actually, I'm having challenges. Sometimes I may find solutions on social media to the problems that I'm going through.
Okay. And my final question. Yeah. Can social media be used in a way that reduces rather than increases the fear of missing out?
Actually, social media, it increases the fear of missing out. Let's talk of Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, and Instagram. These things, they can worsen the aspect of the fear of missing out. Because each and every time you want to be updated on what is trending on the media, and you always want to know if you are behind, you know. So these things, they worsen the fear of missing out.
So is there a way, Buddhist? My question was, can social media be used in a way that reduces that fear? Is there a way to use social media such that you don't suffer from that fear of missing out?
Yeah, actually, yes, it can. It can be used in that way.
Share with us
it
how.
It depends with the way you use it.
Tell us this way that you can use social media so that you don't suffer from the fear of missing out or FOMO. Just tell us that way that you're saying it can reduce FOMO.
Okay, you know, sometimes when you look at the activities that happens online on social media, you know, they will give you courage to maybe to work hard so that you can also achieve what others have achieved.
So the objective, Mfundisi, is to not find yourself comparing yourself to others. The idea is so that you don't find yourself going to social media because you think there is something you may be missing out on. That's the objective. And what we're asking is, how do we do that?
You can rephrase the question.
How can I rid myself of this fear of missing out?
Okay, I think as I have mentioned the earlier on, if you cannot manage to actually, you cannot manage to take a break on social media, you just need to involve yourself into a lot of activities that can make you to be busy always.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yes, you make your life to be busy, involve yourself into a lot of activities.
Mm.
So that you don't develop that fear of missing out.
Okay. All right. All right. I got it. Thank you very much for this. Have a wonderful day. I really appreciated your time and your insights.
Thank you so much.
Blessings, Mfundisi Mfundisi.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.